Can you notice there on your set, have you got a signal strength meter, or does it give an indication of the signal strength? Over. Yeah, okay. Well, just orally, you know, does take a note of what the signal sounds like as I'm speaking to you now, and then I'll go and transmit on another transmitter, on our main transmitter. Just stand by for that, please. Okay, this is Malinhead Coast Guard Radio. On our main transmitter, how is that? Is that does that sound stronger to you or weaker? Over. Okay, that's fine. I'll go back to the standby transmitter now. Okay, back to our new installation here, our standby transmitter. And this is weaker, I take it. Over. Yeah, that's fine. Okay, that's well copied. Maybe you check out on your 2182 there. I'm just surprised that you're not able to receive it clearly, unless you have it selected on the AM, or the set automatically goes to AM. But you should be able to get us just as we sound here on 1677. It should be perfectly clear at the moment. Over. Yeah. Okay. Well, just I don't know what actual readings are on your. On your set there, can you select the mode, the actual mode of the set, upper sideband, lower sideband, AM, or what way do you, when you go to 2182, do you, is there a position, a button that you press that only gives you 2182, over? Yeah, J3E is correct. J3E is correct, upper sideband, and that should be correct for 2182. And some of those sets have a provision for you press a button for 2182 and it automatically gives you 2182, but maybe your set doesn't actually have that. But sometimes when they do that, they go and default to amplitude modulation reception. But what you need is J3E upper sideband, as you've mentioned. Anyway, that's fine. You can try it out there if you like again on 2182. But thanks for that test. So we'll go back to 2182 now. Thank you. Yeah, well, it's possible that it was default to AM, and that's why you're not receiving it very clearly. But what you can do to overcome that is to actually manually put in the transmit and receive frequency of 2182, and then J3E upper sideband and full power, and then that overrides the automatic selection that you would get on 2182. Over. Yeah, that's compatible AM, reinserted carrier, and then just the straight sideband signals. It's the J3E you need. The J3E is the one you actually need for both reception and transmission. Okay. Okay, that's fine. Thank you now.